trying to work through some of the Aris in the sugya, some of the Oilam Rabbeir in the sugya of Oyam. Asiyas Oilam. Kuf Lamad Zayin Mabez, Kuf Lamad Chesam and Aleph, Kuf Chof Heim and Beit, Erevin Kuf Beit, and Beitza Lamad Beit, Lamad Gimel. The Mishnah says, "In Kuflam Zayin Mebeis, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Telenis Meshameres Biyomtov Veinois Natzliy Beshabbos. Achol Meirim Ein Telenis Meshameres Biyomtov Veinois Natzliy Beshabbos. Avonais Natzliy Biyomtov." It's mavur that the machlekes is only with regard to setting up this Meshameres, this filter on Yontov. When it comes to Shabbos, everybody agrees that one is not allowed to put on this Meshameres. Both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer agree that one is not allowed to put on this filter, this Meshameres, this cloth on top of a kli to be able to filter his wine. The only shaila is, why is it taka asa? L'chira, it's mavur, l'maskana sa gemara, that's machlekes rishonim. The gemara says, iboy lehu, tolamai, what would happen if itaka was tele on Shabbos? Omer Yosef tola chayiv chatas. Chayiv chatas. Omer le abayil meyata tola kuz b'sich tola chanam edim chayiv. Ebozeh, somebody that hangs up a cup on a nail on Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv on the wall. He's going to be chayiv. What's he doing already? El Omer abayim midar abanon hish lo yasek derech shu oise b'chol. It's midar abanon. The iser of putting mishameres on top of a kli on Shabbos is the iser der abanon shlo yasek derech shu oise b'chol. Rashi learns shlo yasek derech shu oise b'chol. You're not allowed to do uvda dechol, and it's really mefurish and kuflam testament base. There, there's an interesting gemara. The gemara says, even though you're not allowed to put up this filter, this cloth on top of a kli to be able to filter wine, however, you're allowed to do a trick. Marim adam, a person is allowed to do a trick. Al mishameres biyamtav, litleis bay rimayim, v'deila b'shmarim. You're allowed. We know that you're allowed to be. If it's already tolui from before Yontif, you're allowed to pour in the wine. Now the problem is you're not allowed to be tailored on Shabbos, and you're not even allowed to be tailored on Yontif. The question is, so how could you go ahead? If somebody wants to screen their wine on Yontif, what could they do? The Gemara says there's a trick. Put it on top of the kli, litleis bay rimayim, to be able to hold pomegranates. You're not planning on using it for filtering, and then afterwards you'll filter with it. Rashi says, there you could be Marim. So it's Mefurish in Rashi Kuf Lamed Tes Mishbeis that the Isser of making Mishameres on Shabbos has nothing to do with making an oil. Rather, the Isser is also Uvda Dechol. The Shaila is, why did Rashi, what was Machriach Rashi to learn that way? Why didn't he learn Kipashtus of the Gemara beforehand? The Gemara beforehand says, how could Rabbi Eliezer say that you're allowed to put on a cloth on top of a Vimaitiv? You're allowed to make an oil Arai and Yontif. We know that Rabbi Eliezer holds, that Rabbi Eliezer holds, you're not allowed to even be Maitiv on a pre-existing oil. Certainly, Lechatchil, you're not allowed to make an oil on Yontif. Says Gemara, no. The reason why Rabbi Eliezer matters it is because it's Yontif, and in Yontif, we matter Machshiri Eichel Nefesh. But really, if not for that, he would talk Aseret. Why we're Aseret? The Mashmoris of the Gemara is, you'd Aseret because it's Rasiya's oil. So Vos Epis that Rashi learns that the Isser is the Isser of Uvdin Dechol. Now, that is the Pashtus Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara does seem to say, Kederach Shuv Oise Bechol. So Shaila is, does Kederach Shuv Oise Bechol mean Uvdin Dechol or not? Kederach Shuv Oise Bechol, maybe that means Isser Derabanan. The whole Gemara beforehand was saying that's Isser of oil. Why should we switch and say that over here we mean something else? The same question you can really ask. You could be Madche, the Rashi Lashitose. I think maybe, hopefully, the Oilam saw Tesis and Beis of Lamed Gimel Maral says that Rashi learns there the Gemara lists a bunch of different things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, Yontif. You're not allowed to make an oil. For example, one of the things is you're not allowed to put three barrels, you're not allowed to pile up three barrels, two barrels slightly separate from each other, and one barrel on top of it, because you're making an oil as you pile them up. You're making oil, the top barrel is bimal in between the two barrels. Rashi says, Rashi is not Mefurish in Rashi, Tosis brings down that Rashi says, that we don't pass on like any of these Gemaras because it's all Davar Shein Miskaven. You're not trying to make an oil over here. You're trying to pile up your barrel. Mamela Davar Shein Miskaven, we pass on that as Mutter. and therefore it's not a problem. Why is not a sick ratio? Why the hulu? That we'll get to Beis Hashem. In Halacha, the Magen Avraham deals with this question. The Master Shekel, the Achronim deal with this question. But Rashi holds the Davar Shein Mitzgaven. If that's the case, L'chor, you could be matzah over here also. Here it's a Davar Shein Mitzgaven. Rashi holds, Alib de Elchasa, that Davar Shein Mitzgaven is mutter, that's how we paskin. Memela, covering over a cup with a filter, with a cloth to make a filter, it's a Davar Shein Mitzgaven. You're not trying to make an oil. Memela, maybe it would be mutter. Therefore, Rashi has to say it. The reason why it does is also the Mitzvah. Theoretically, you can say that, but that's Rashi. What then? You know, I'm not trying to make an oil, I'm trying to filter though. I'm not trying to. Granted, I need the air that's underneath it. The shell is that considered as CS oil? It's not an oil unless you have the air. Does that mean every time you have the air, it is an oil? And let's say I would stick the cloth higher up and pour it through. I would still have the same toilet. I'm trying to filter it, I'm not trying to make an oil per se. It wouldn't be an oil in such a case, L'chur. It has to be on top of Mechitza, it has to be mild on something. L'chur. Oh, there, oh, there. The Rav Magid. The thing sprouted around. That's the thing he wanted to say. Very good. Al Derech Zeh, Yesh Lakshis, on the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Chaval Halachi Zayin. It's also brought down in the Gerith Rambam. That he says the reason why it's also to put a cloth on top of a kli is because Shleyovay L'Shamer B'Shabbos. You shouldn't come to filter on Shabbos. If you're going to put the cloth on top, then you're going to go through the next step, and you're going to go ahead and filter your wine on Shabbos, which is an Issa Daraisa of Boyer according to Rav. The Shaila is, Kumta is that he didn't explain the Gemara, not according to the Havamina of the Gemara that says that it's talking that the Issa is the Issa oil, and not even according to the Noskaz the Gemara. The Noskaz Gemara says that the Issa is the Issa of Ovid and the Chol. And over here, according to the Rambam is saying a totally different Issa. The Issa is Kadesh Shalai Ovid and the Shabbos. It's a Zira Derabanan. You shouldn't come to go ahead and filter your wine. Not only that, you could point out, L'chur, the Magen Avraham says this, but that's the Rambam. Those that argue with the Pashas and Rambam, L'chur is, that if that's the chash, then it has nothing to do with putting it onto a kli. Because spreading it out, even not onto a kli, the only time that we say you have to put it onto a kli is if the Isser is the Isser of oil. Or the Isser is the Isser of Uvdin Nechola. It looks like you're doing something which is an Isser of oil. Ukedeme. But if we're talking about, if the chash is a chash, that if you spread out a cloth on top of a kli, you might come to filter, so then even if you spread out a cloth, not on top of a kli, if you spread it out on top of your sink also, if it's not lying on your sink. Any time that we're choshish that you might come to filter, there should be that answer. And that's on the Magen Avraham Dakalim, that's the Rambam. Especially the Mashmoyis of the Gemara, the Mishnah is not that way. Turilin is the Mishameres, Biyamtif, Neshkun Tzuyu B'Shabbos, the Mashmoyis is, the Pashas Mashmoyis would be, that we're talking about you're putting it on top of a kli. Lav Dafka, it's not a question. It's a nekuda, which is the chur mechudish in the Rambam, different than the other rishonim. Now the truth is that the Rambam, if you look at the Igeret HaRambam, I actually didn't see it inside at one point. It's brought down also in the Kalkelas HaShabbos. In the beginning of the Mishnah is that Tiferes Yisrael has Hakdama to the Hilchos Shabbos and the Masech HaShabbos called Kalkelas HaShabbos. On the first page, on the second column, he talks about Uvdin Lechol. And he quotes this Rambam. The Rambam is going with our studio. Tala Kuzza, the Sikhsa, the Gemara says at the end of the day, the reason why it's us is Shleyata Kedera Shoyta Bechol. So the Rambam asks the question. The Mashmash of the Gemara is, you're not allowed to do anything like you do during the week. So he says, if that's the case, then you shouldn't be able to eat like you do during the week. And you shouldn't be able to sit like you do during the week. And for sure that's not true. Parenthetically, Yesh Lion, why it's so precious in Rambam, that's not true. The Gemara says, you're not supposed to talk the same way that you talk during the week, you're not supposed to walk the same way that you walk during the week. I guess because the Rambam didn't see anywhere in the Gemara that it says you're not supposed to sit the same way that you're not supposed to sit during the week. Either way, the Rambam says that when the Gemara says you're not supposed to do it like you do during the week, it doesn't mean that everything you breathe, you're not supposed to breathe in a different way. Is it or not? He says, so what is Uvdin Nechol? Uvdin Nechol is one of three things, says the Rambam. The first thing is, Oy Mishum, Im Sha'asur Chacham Adav Mishum Dedoyim Ale'echem Me'elamatas Malachas, something that Chazal answered because it's similar to one of the 39 Malachas. Oy Mishum Shema Yedekach Yovay La'asais Malacha, or if we allow you to do this, then you might come to do a Malacha. Oy Mishum Tirchi Yisertom. V'kula Nechlal En Mishin Shlut. All these we call shvus. We thought Uvdin Nechol is different than a Derabanan. The Rambam says that Uvdin Nechol is synonymous with shvus, which is all Derabanans. In other words, when the Rambam said, Shlo Yavoy L'Shamer, you're not allowed to hang up a cloth, Shlo Yavoy L'Shamer, that is the title of the Nechol. Of the Nechol, one of the Chalakim of Ovdin Nechol is, don't do anything that might bring you to do a Malach on Shabbos. Come to that the Rambam also, the Maskanas HaGemara, Taka learned the Gemara like Rashi, that the Maskanas HaGemara is also Ovdin Nechol. The Shaila is once again on the Rambam. L'chor, it was Mavur at the beginning of the Gemara, we asked the question, Rabbi Lezer, how could Rabbi Lezer say that you're allowed to put a Mishamaris on Shabbos? On Yom Tov, l'chor, we know that you're not allowed to even be mice of an oil. Well, what was the question? We could have answered that Rabbi Lezer asked it because of the Dechol. Elamai, the answer was because of oil, not because of the Dechol. The truth is, if you look at the Ramban Taka says that. That's the question that he asked on the Rishayim. He says, how could the Rishenim learn? He's going on Rashi specifically, but how could the Rishenim learn that we're talking about Uvdin Nechol, Lecheretz Mavur in the whole Gemara on Kuflam and Zayim Rebeis, that the Isser was the Isser of oil? And that's how we answer Rabbi Lezer. How could Rabbi Lezer matter oil if he doesn't even matter to be myself on oil? The Ramban is Matzche, he says that you have to say this whole Gemara is going in Rav Yosef, but we talk it don't pass in that way at the end of the day. And he brings the hechmer that Rashi learned that it can't be out to oil. Because the Gemara says on Daf Kuflam Atef that we just mentioned beforehand, that you're allowed to spread out the cloth on top of a kli to put pomegranates on top of it. Now if the Isser was because the Isser of making an oil, then what would be the difference spreading it out to filter or spreading it out to hold pomegranates? Because both of them are Isser of Asiyas oil. You covered over a kli, you made an oil. Oh, very good. Some of the Rishonim Taka say that in the Chanami. Yes, Rashi Taka goes that way. But the Raman didn't learn that way. And Memela, the Raman says, Rashi had a hechrich, that the Isser is not an Isser of oil. It must be Isser of Uvdin Nechol. And it's only Uvdin Nechol when you're doing something that looks like you might be going to do an Isser. To spread out a cloth on top, then it looks like you might be doing a filter, or it might bring you to filter your wine. That's Uvdin Nechol. But to spread it out to hold your pomegranates, that's not considered Uvdin Nechol. And therefore, it would be mutter. However, the Ramban himself takes chelak on Rashi, and the Ramban himself says that the Isser at the end of the day is the Isser of oil. The reason why you're not allowed to put a cloth on top of a kli, even if you're not going to filter, is because you made an oil on Shabbos, and even on Yom Tov, according to the Chachamim, it would still be Isser midrabanan out to oil. Aye, the Gemara says Uvdin Nechol, Shleyasim Derech Shoyse Bechol. So he says, yeah, it just means in contrast to what Rav Yosef said, Tolamai. Amar Rav Yosef, Tola, Chayev Chatos. You're Chayev Chatos. On that we said, no, you're not Chayev Chatos. It's only Derabanan. It's not a Chayev Chatos. You shouldn't do Kedar Shemaita Bechol. In other words, it's a Shprach of a Derabanan. But in Chalami, the reason why it's Asr is because of Oyo. Kumtais, we have the Maskanat HaGamara, a Machlekes Rishenim as to why it's Asr to put a cloth on top of the Kli on Yantif. Is it like Rashi and the Rambam learned because of Uvda Dukhol? You're doing something which might bring you to another malacha. It looks like you're doing a malacha. Or, no, the reason why it's Asr is Kipshutai, like the Pashas of the Gemara, because it looks like you're making an oil. Not a real full-blown oil. It's not oil kavua. You're just putting a cloth on top of the Kli. Nevertheless, it's an oil aray, and that's Chazal Asr. Now, Rashi Lishitase, the Rashba points out, the Gemara continues. The next line of the Gemara, Abaye took a bunch of the klalim of the brises and he set them together. Hagud v'mishameres kila v'kitegalim layase v'masa patra v'laser. Good is a type of canteen, leather canteen for holding water. V'mishameres is our mishnah. Kila v'kitegalim, kila is a type of bed which they would cover over with some sort of canopy. V'kitegalim is a type of chair which was put together with you're able to disassemble and assemble the chair and make it into a proper chair. Rashi learns the reason why you're not allowed to make a kisei galen is chashash Hashem yitoka. We're scared, nothing to do with oil. We're scared that when you put the parts of the chair together, then you're going to stick it in very tightly and you're going to be chayav machen b'fasish. Nothing to do with oil. Tosfos asks the question. Tosfos says, everything that we're talking about up until now was talking about oil. How come you're saying that everything is oil except for this one is not oil? The Rashba says, no,
Rashi the Sittosei Tak holds not that way. Mishnah Meret has nothing to do with oil.
Rashi learned not like the Ramban, not like Tosfos Lechora.
And Rashi learned that Mishnah Meret, the reason why it's also is because of the Dechol.
But Mela, not everything is talking about oil.
Mela, Rashi was able to learn that Kilo is also talking, that Kisegalan is also not talking about it in Tzer of oil. Tosfos, on the other hand, learned that everything is talking about Isser oil. But Mela, he had Shmer. And he said, you're right, Kisegalan is also talking about the Isser. Why you're not allowed to do it like a Kilo is because of Isser oil. In Cheshbon, it works out. So Mishnah Meret loved this. Why, Taka, does Rashi hold that putting together this chair is not a problem of making an oil?
So Rav Chaim Grazi, one at a time, no?
L'chera, Afid Yisrael, which was just mentioned over here, by Yitzchak Rusa, Rav Engel, that the Rashi is Yisrael, Rabbeinu Yehuda is Yisrael. Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Rashi brings down from Rabbeinu Yehuda, no? That a big klal v'negeya to Isser Asiyas oil, which pashtus we paskin like this, halacha l'maisel, we'll see in which variation. But an oil is only usser. It's only usser to make an oil if you need the space which is underneath the oil. An oil is always, it's being mal, it's covering on top of you, it's protecting you. As opposed to something where you're making, when you pick up a folding table, you're using. These tables are the best, actually. These tables come apart.
This is great, Shaila, whether or not I make them on Shabbos. You can put this board down to the top of the legs on Shabbos.
Now, look her, you're making an aisle.
It's a board and four legs. This is really, Taisa talks about this exact case. And Taisa says a different reason. Taisa says there's no machitzas. However, the Rashba says making such a table on Shabbos would be mutter for a different reason. Because you're making the table to eat on top of it, not to hide underneath it. Mamela, it's not a problem with oil. Oil is always when you need to be protected by the oil which is on top of you. However, if you're using the top and you're not going hiding underneath the top, then in a Kanami you would not be over on a Isser oil.
Even if you're putting your legs underneath.
The question is, if you're not using the oil bechlal, you just need a place for your legs. It's not that you need, per se, that space. It could be that if properly to sit by a table you need that, then maybe in a chanami we'll see with regard to how much do you need it, do you need the yichurlis, all the exact kolam of what's considered using that would be. The truth is, the mashmoyt of the Rashba is maybe mashmoyt like that a little bit. The Rashba says that good, which is talking about this flask, this leather flask that holds the water, which people, when they went camping, they would tie it at night, holds water or wine, and they would tie it at night in between two trees or on a peg or something. And it's usher, after it's oil, you have this leather canteen, which leather flask, which is being held out in between two pegs. And there's Isser Asiyas oil. The question is, what's the Isser Asiyas oil? When do you make an oil? Who's sleeping underneath there? Says the Rashba, that no, you need the air underneath it because you need to keep the wine from spoiling, from fermenting. How do you do that? You have to keep it cold. How do you keep it cold? You have air passing underneath it. So Mamela, when you hang up this flask, you need that there should be a space underneath the flask for the cold air to go back and forth, to be able to keep what's inside cold. Mamela, that's considered as if you're making an oil and you need the space underneath it, says the Rashba. And therefore, be usher of Isser Asiyas oil arayim. L'chayra, that's Maduik in Rashi also. Rashi says the exact same thing. Upiv matuach al-gabi yasedos, it's spread out on these pegs. V'aruach eiveres mitachtovu mitzdanim shle yiskak l'ayayin. V'avindoyim el oil achash nimtach. When you spread it out and you have the wind blowing underneath it, that's similar to an oil after it's spread out. Mashmois is l'chayra like the Rashba that we need. Rashi was looking to find the case that you would be using the space underneath this flask. You could be masber Rashi behemshich. Rashi says mita is mutar lechatchila to make on Shabbos. What's it talking about? Rashi says the mita is talking about that you have a ready-made bed which is standing up. They didn't have such big houses, and they when they ate they needed space. So sometimes they would sit on the bed. Sometimes they would pick up the bed and they would have place to run around to eat whatever they needed. So they picked up the bed, and now you want to put down the bed on Shabbos. When you put down the bed, you're making an oil underneath the bed. There's space in between. If you don't have a box spring and you just have a regular, like a yeshiva's bed, like they have in the dormitories, those type of beds, then you have four legs. And when you put down the bed, then you're making a oil underneath the mattress. L'chor, that should be usher. Says Rashi, no, it's mutar lechatchila. Why? Afagav the hashta ovid oil, even though when you put down the bed, you lay it down flat, you're now making oil underneath the mattress. Shari, delay midi ovid elisud ba'almo. It's still mutter because you didn't do anything. It's only for sinning. What do you mean you didn't do anything? You just said you made an oil. Even though by putting it down you made an oil, but you didn't do anything, you made an oil. What do you mean you didn't do anything? The Torah says you didn't do anything because lev midi ovid elal yisuv ba'alma. It's only made for sinning. You're sinning on top of it. You're not lying underneath it. So what's elal yisuv ba'alma? The yisuv doesn't mean to sit. Li yisuve, li yisuve. That's telling you what you're using it for. Li yisuve ba'alma. Li yisuve. To you. What then? There might be different issues in Echonami. Maybe there's different issues of Shem Yitok and other things like that. But L'chor, according to this, you're right. Such a bed. Ra'afogav da'ash da'ovid oil shari. The Nukuda that he's handling is. Maybe. What then? No, because he's telling you that's exactly what I'm asking. L'chora, Rashi says, even though you made an oil, lav midi ovid. What do you mean? You made an oil. How could you say lav midi ovid? Read the words of Rashi. Rashi says, afogav the hashta ovid oil. Even though now by putting down the bed you're making an oil, shari, the loy midi ovid. You just said that you made an oil. What do you mean loy midi ovid? Ela di yisuvei ba'amo. Because you're not making anything, you're only preparing something to sit on. It's prepared to sit on, it's not prepared to be used underneath it. The meal is the only time that we have an iser of oil, even though you're making oil, that's only if you would use it underneath it. But if you wouldn't be sleeping underneath the bed, then there's no problem making oil b'chlal. And therefore, it's mutter. Accordingly, you could say that that's pshat in Kisei Galen. The reason why Rashi understood that Kisei Galen was not an iser of oil is because what do you need used underneath the chair? Since you don't have anything to put underneath the chair, memela, there would be no iser of oil. So why does Gemara say that it's also be the Rabbanan? It must be, says Rashi. It's a different iser. It's a totally different iser. Also, to the Shem Yitaka. And we know that we're not talking about just the iser of oil because we're also talking about Meshamaris, which is over the Dachol. L'chura l'fidus, you could say that that's also pshat. In the next two halachas, we say mito, avomito v'kisei traskel v'aslal muto v'ntaisim l'chatchilo. Kisei traskel and aslal. What are kisei traskel and aslal? Rashi says kisei traskel kach shemoi ve'alyoyne shel or u'mekapla nesoi, and you fold it up. U'kshemesalka nesoi simcha nesoi l'chayisul k'shreis alishalav n'retei v'yushav al dalar v'glayim. It's not clear 100% in Rashi what this is. Is it talking about a case where you're putting on the leather, you have four legs that fold up, and then when you spread apart the legs, you put the leather on top? Or no, it's all attached. And when you spread apart the legs, automatically it opens up like one of these camping chairs that they have, which is the way that Taisus learns Be'etzem. Taisus is not saying Lehedia, that it's not clear in Taisus that Taisus is saying that, but that's Rashi. Taisus brings down Rashi, and he says, Kigoyin, it's talking about that it's Kavua. Because if it's not, then we'd have a problem. He says, maybe it's Taka, not Kavua. At the end of the day, Taisus says, but Rashi is not clear exactly why it would be Mutter. L'chur, the Mashmois is, if we would take the Pashtus, I think that's the way that everybody basically learns Rashi, is talking about that it is attached. The mitzvah tachlum is not that way. But it's talking about that it is attached, and the reason why it's mutter is because, like Rashi says in the next Rashi, Va'asla osli ke'en kisei traskul, aval ora paras alav nokvul besa kisei. Mutter l'toyse lechatchilo do ha'ovid v'koy. It's ovid v'koy. So Rashi says over here something different. Rashi doesn't say d'lav mi d'ovid. Rashi says d'ovid v'koy. It's already made. And since it's already made, therefore what? Since it's already made, therefore, why is it mutter? What's that? Therefore, love. But now you're spreading it out. Now you're spreading it out, and you're making a chair. So you could say that in a chanami, like beforehand, in Alihobas and Kisei Traskel, you could say that you don't need the oil for underneath it, and therefore it's not a problem. But that only works in the Kisei Traskel. That doesn't work in Asla. In Asla, he actually does do this basically. He's making himself a proper bathroom. Memela, he needs, he's making a chair with a hole in the bottom. That means he needs that the halal, which is underneath it. What's the reason why? He needs the space. He needs the space. It's never a din be'etzem. He wouldn't be able to do it on the floor. The same way that Rashi, the Rashba say, that when you have this flask of wine and you picked it up, you need the air to go underneath it. It's not that be'etzem somebody's sleeping there. But you need that space. You need that there should be a space underneath it so you should be able to use it. So to over here, with regard to a kisei traskel, a asla, lachura, it would be... You need the space underneath it. You need that there should be air underneath it. Since you need that there should be air underneath it, what's that? He doesn't need
the air.
Yes, I am. Rashi says, even if you want to tie into that, the reason why it's mutter is because you don't need the space underneath it. L'choris mavur and Taisus understands that the reason why it's mutter is because it's already attached. The way that the Rishonim understand, even without that, l'chor. Rashi says the reason why it's mutter is because lav midi avid. Now, the ha avid v'koy. Now this svar of the avid v'koy is a svara not just for asla, it's also a svara pashas for kisei traskel. As a matter of fact, look at the Ran. The Ran says lahed. He brings down kisei traskel for asla. He says it's the same thing, just the asla has a hole in the middle. And he says the reason why the mutter, the avidi v'kaimi, referring to both of them. So Rashi says over here that the reason why they're mutter is it seems to be something else. The reason, not like he said before, that it's only the yisuvi ba'alma. He could have said the same thing. It's only the yisuvi ba'alma. He didn't say that. He says the reason why they're mutter is because avidi v'kai. It's already made. And since avidi v'kai, but it wasn't an oil beforehand. You're right. What did I have? I had a folding chair. A folding chair wasn't an oil. Only when I open it up, now it turns into an oil. It's like an umbrella. Umbrella is closed, and I didn't have an oil. I open up the umbrella, and now it is an oil. I don't know if an umbrella is awesome. Maybe an umbrella is not going to answer. We'll see. But before Shabbos, I'll try to clarify that. Hopefully another. But l'chura, if you didn't have an oil b'chlal, what's the difference that it's all attached? Let's say you have a chuppah. A lot of places they have a chuppah. They have four poles that everybody holds. Four people hold a chuppah, and they all stand far apart, so then it's spread out. And then you can put the whole chuppah together, and it collapses. Are you allowed to open that chuppah on Shabbos? Says the Magen Avraham. Yeah, Zichr, Mishra Berurah brings it down. That's the din of kisei traskel. That it's oved v'kai. It's ready. And there, since it's oved v'kai, so what? But l'maisa, you're making an oil. Up until now, you didn't have an oil. An oil is when you have some sort of ceiling, when you have some sort of protection on top that up until now you didn't have, and now you do have. So what's the difference that it's oved v'kai? L'chor the pshat is because that which Chazal asked to see as oil on Shabbos, when it's oil arai, it's only when it looks like you're making an oil from the beginning. You're making an oil that didn't exist up until now. Isra sias oil is when we see you making an oil. However, if we don't see a lechatchila that you're making an oil. There's a pre-existing oil, and you're just changing it or adding ukedema, then in Chama it's not asr. Where else do we see that? By maisaval oil arai. If you have maisaval oil arai, pashtus means that even if you have an oil keva of a tefah, to be moitzif in an oil arai way would be mutter. That means even when you're being moitzif onto a keva, if that is arai, that's moitzif al oil arai. You're being moitzif on an oil in an arai dika fashion. Memela, the halacha is, if somebody has a tefah sitting on top of them, in case the Gemara says an Erevin, let's take that case for example, he has a boat, and on top of the boat, going from one side of the boat to the other side of the boat, he has these arches that are tefach wide. Says he has three of them, one at the beginning, one in the middle, one at the end. Says the Gemara, since you already have a tefach, then you already have an ikur oil, you're allowed to be moistif on that oil on Shabbos, and you're allowed to take a matzah, you're allowed to take a mat or a sheet, and stick it on top of the entire thing to protect you from the sun, protect you from the rain. It's not a problem. Why? Because you're being moistif on oil arai. What does that mean? On my side, I see you making an oil. Up until now, you weren't protected, and now you are protected. There it says, yeah, but I don't see you making an oil in Hatchila. You already had an oil. You had an oil. It wasn't such a great oil. It wasn't such an amazing oil. But to say that you're making an oil, you already had a pre-existing oil. All you're doing is is being mezaken, you're renovating a pre-existing oil. You're adding on, you're slightly changing the pre-existing oil. But you're not making an oil lechatchila. When Chazal or Geizer, the Isser of Asiyas oil, it's when you're making lechatchila. But if you're not making lechatchila, there's not a problem. The mila to opening the oved bekoy, when you have a folding chair, you already be'etzem have something which is an oil. It's got it in collapsed form right now. But I don't see you making an oil lechatchila. L'chur, that's really, it's meduik in the din of Korach Aleh Chotu Meshicha. The halacha is, according to Rashi, talas kfula, lo yasa. The halacha is, Rashi says, if you have, you spread out a talas on top of a four pegs, and it comes down on the two sides. One should not do that on Shabbos. However, if Korach Aleh Chotu Meshicha, if you tie to this sheet before Shabbos a string, then you're allowed to pull the string and extend the sheet that it should cover the entire thing and make an oil on Shabbos. What's the reason why? Mutter la meishra bebe Shabbos, de meisif al oil arayu, ve'ena ka'oysa lechatchila. We don't see you, ena ka'oysa lechatchila. It sounds like that the problem of making oil on Shabbos is when you're making lechatchila. If it's ena ka'oysa lechatchila, it's not a problem. The Shabbos, what does Rashi mean, de meisif al oil arayu? Like Rav Engel asks, what does it mean, meisif al oil arayu? You don't, there's no meisif al bechalal. You didn't have a tefach. Taste this thing, the first class is that maybe someone is in the tefach. The Simas Rashi is that there is no tefach. What's the effort that you're being moist upon oil aray? If you look at the Rush, when he brings down this Gemara, he says that when you have Hoda Aminan Karakala Khutum Ishikha Mutter, Ayri Afila Laheta Prusa Tefach. Not like Taysis. Elakula Krucha, the Kricha Schut Ay Meshikha, Khoshiv Kiilu Haita Prusa Tefach. It looks keilu as if it's parsed tefach. It's as if it has the same halachic status as if it was parsed tefach. The same way that when it's parsed tefach, I don't see that you're making a oil mitchila. So too, when you have a string which is attached to it, I don't see you making an oil mitchila because I see that it's already prepared from before Shabbos to do this. It's not something that you're doing now on Shabbos. You already prepared this from before Shabbos. Even though you have no oil bechlal, but once I see that it's already prepared from before Shabbos, then I don't see it as it's oil. It's kiel as if you're being maisif on an oil. You're not mamish being maisif on an oil. You didn't have a tefach. But it gives the halachic status of being maisif on an oil. That's the chur. The same thing as a folding chair, a collapsible chair. That we don't see you making something new on Shabbos. You already had this one before, and it was folded up. Now you're just extending it. But in a chanan, you're talking about making a new oil meat chila. Tosis, a number of the oilim asked, the Tosis says not this way. And they had difficulty understanding Tosis. Tosis says that if it's Korach Aleh Chutu Meshicha, in the first shot of Tosis says that the only time that it works is if you also have, you left the tefach. You left the tefach, and you, in addition to leaving a tefach, you also tied a string to the sheet that you're going to pull on Shabbos. The shaila is pashut, like Rabbeinu Yonah had on the Rishonim. He says, "Why do I need a tefach? Once I have the tefach, so what do I need the string for?" The Gemara says lahedya in Erevin that if you have a tefach, then it works. So for those who want to be matcha, that in Echnami, all this, the entire sugya of Erevin that says that it works with the tefach is dafka when there's a string attached. The shaila is why we need both. Once you already have a tefach, l'chur, you already have an oil. Anything after that, you're being moist upon the oil. What's epis over here that we say that it's not going to work? It's not that the tefach by itself taka doesn't work. So the truth is that the Olam, I hope, saw the Gemara in Erevin that says Rav Huna had rams, and the rams needed shade during the day, and they needed air at night. Shaila is, what do you do on Shabbos? How do you have a matzav that you have a tent on top of them during the day, but you're able to take it off at night? Says the Gemara, we have an etzah for you. Put on before Shabbos. Make a frame before Shabbos, and then take a mat and put it on top, spread it out, and roll it up at night. Roll it up at night and leave a tefach. And then during the day, you'll just add on, you'll unroll it, and you'll cover it over, and you'll have shade for them. The shaila is, when you roll up this mat, and the mat that's rolled up now has the width of a tefach, does that work as an oil? Do you have to leave an additional tefach to the rolled up mat, or not? Says the Ritva B'Das Taisvis, and it's brought down the law to make Taisvis, that you have to leave a tefach in addition to that rolled up mat. The rolled up mat that we don't see as an oil. It's a tefach wide. Yeah, but I'm not using that tefach as an oil. I'm not using that tefach. I don't see that as an oil really. I'm unraveling that. I'm not using it as it is. It's not staying in the same place. It's changing slightly. I don't see it be'etzem as a oil. Mamela, you can tell that maybe that's a shot over here. Generally, if you have a regular tefach that's built into your house that's not moving, you want to add on more than that, then in a chanami. That's the Gemara in Erevin. You're adding on to that tefach which is staying there. I don't see you making a new oil because the original tefach is staying in the same place. And you're just adding on to that tefach. But in this case, where you tied a string onto the sheet, what was it talking about? You had the entire sheet that was crunched up or rolled up into a tefach. Now you're going to extend that, and you're going to be losing the tefach that you had up until now. There's no tefach, original tefach, that's staying in the same place. So I don't see that you had an oil from before Shabbos, because the oil that you had before Shabbos is now changing places. You're moving it to a different place.
Maybe not.
Maybe
they opened up.
So in economy, maybe such a case, mutter. But the process is that you're extending something that was rolled up. In a case where you're extending something which is rolled up, then in economy, then there you need the chutz mashicha. If you didn't even have a tefach, then a chutz mashicha wouldn't work b'chlal, because we didn't see that you have any oil. The fact that you have sitting in your bedroom, you have folded up in the closet, you have a sheet which has a string on it. If I never saw it as an oil, I never saw anything b'chlal on top, I don't see it, for sure it's not going to work. So that says you need a tzir for both of them together. You have the tefach, but since the tefach is all crunched up and it's going to be extended in an oifin that it wasn't lechatchila, so that says you need a tzir for both of them together. You need a karfel and a chutz mashicha together with the tefach. The chutzah wouldn't work itself. The truth is, we're going to see what in a second. Yeah, Kenzan, and Echanami. Bring a raya not that way. I don't know if you're going to find the raya for her. The Rif similar to Tosis, the same type of Yisrael, not exactly like Tosis, even though the Rashba, when he brings it down, he quotes the Rif, they say Tosafer, say the Ri. The Rif also learns that Karach Lechot Mashicha is not a Salchol. The Rif learns that if you didn't have a Tefach from before Shabbos, and now by extending it with a Chot Mashicha, you're going to make it that you have the width of a Tefach, then your Chot Mashicha is not going to help you. The Hainu, the only time that it helps is when you have Mamash Atipi. You have the case of Talas Kula, according to the Rif, it's talking about that you have a string running like from one side of the room to the other side of the room. And you drape a sheet on top of the string. So there's no tefach on top. The top mamish is 1 centimeter, whatever the width of that string is. If it's 1 millimeter, it's 1 millimeter. 1 centimeter is 1 centimeter. But if you don't have a tefach, but a tefach, he says, that's already considered a oil keva. But the case that we're talking about is it goes mamish to a point at the top. If you're going to extend it, use a string to extend it, that the width of it should now turn into a tefach, then in a chanami that would be aser, that's not going to help you, because when you extend it to be a tefach, then you're making an oil keva. The shita tarif is that, not like Rashi, the Ran points this out, we'll see it la'alacha, that any time that you make an oil of a tefach, that any time that you have an oil of a tefach, it's aser midaraisa, it's oil keva. In other words, kilo. We said over here, kilo, you're not allowed to make kilo as aser, lo yase, vasa patra aval aser. Rashi says kilo, sheyesh begaga tefach. That means you have two strings on top of your bed that are a tefach away, and you want to put throw a sheet on top of both of them, so at the top it's going to be a tefach wide, and then it's going to drape down. Says Rashi, that's aser midrabbanan. The Goyin points out on the side of the Gemara, aval arif v'aramu kasu dafka she'im begaga. It can't be talking about that you have the Gaga Tefach. To do that, that would be an Isser Daraisa. There's a Shaila over here when you make, even if you take a piece of tin foil, you take a plastic tablecloth, and you stick it on top of two strings that are Tefach apart, and you make a Gag, that the Rish says, that's an oil keva, you're Chayiv Midaraisa. Rashi holds not that way. L'chor the Mashmoy says, the Shaila says, well, what does that mean? How can it be an oil keva? You're taking a piece of saran wrap and you're sticking it on top of, that's an oil keva? What type of oil keva is that? We're talking about a sheet. We're not talking about anything. Just because it's a tefach wide. The Mashmoy is like the Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah says. What's keva? What defines kvius? To make something kavua, permanent. What defines kvius? That it can last for a long time, or that it's made in an oif, it's symbolic of a davar which is permanent. For example, the Gemara says, you're not going to make a sukkah shikivayin l'mayil l'mayasar mamah psula. A sukkah which is more than 20 amas high is pasul. Why? The Gemara, Beis Aman Aleph in Sukkah says, gives a bunch of different reasons why it should be asr. Rava says the reason why it's asr is because more than 20 amas is an oil kavua. It's a sukkah kavua. The Torah says, tamid yiras arai, tamid yiras kavua, v'nechas tikanet yiras arai. If you make your sukkah more than 20 amas, that's a dira kavua. That's not a dira tzarai. So Abaya said, so then if a guy makes his sukkah out of metal, so then it's also a problem because it's kavua. So he says no. It's the type that a person would make kavua. Nobody makes a temporary house 40 feet high, 20 amas high, 30 amas, 30 feet depending on who you hold like. Whatever, however high it is, no one makes a temporary house that it's going to be that high. That's the type of house which is made, which is kavua. That means even if you make it out of matchboxes, if you make a sukkah out of cards, and it's 20 amas high, it's possible because it's kavua. Why? What do you mean it's kavua? You can blow it down. The Torah says it's the type which is made kavua. It's the type of house which is defined as a kavua house because nobody makes a house which is 30 amas high. That's kavua. I made it out of something which can't last. No, taka tipish. But in Lamaisa, that's the type of house which is a kavua house. What? Torah speaks normal ways. So, Ebazay, somebody, oil, which is a tefachai, the standard temporary oil, is when you have a string and you drape something over the string. That's a temporary. Somebody that's already making a ceiling, somebody that's already making a tefach on the top, that's already a davar which is kavua. Rashi's chazik, Rashi says no. If you made it out of saran wrap, it doesn't last. The only type that you have kavua is if it can last. And it has to last for a certain amount of time. That will get to the price scheme. It's not exactly clear how long it has to last for. It seems in the Prima Vatim, certainly if it lasts for 7-8 days, that is considered kavua. If it lasts for just for one day, it would seem that it's not kavua. The Shaila is in between one day and 8 days, what's considered a kavua? It doesn't have to last forever, but it has to be able to last more than when you sneeze, that it shouldn't fall down, like a deck of cards.
It's actually
It's totally on... That's a good question. The Pasha is totally on actually lasting, having the Echelus to last, or what it means. But those that sell suit to Kshira. There's a big shayla when you get to somebody makes a Kesher Shel Kayama, something which could last, but his intention is to take it out at night. What's the halacha in that case? Kivei Eger, the Taz, the Gdela Kranim seems to say, and in such a case we go bust your das. Even though you made something which is Be'etzim, a Kesher Shel Kayama, we go bust your das. The Bir Halacha is Chaylev Adem B'Tkifus, and he says, we're Chayshish for Issa Da'araisa. If you made something which could last, even though your intention is Lehedi to take it out at night, then it's going to be Aser. Which is a big shayla of tightening your tzitzis on Shabbos. You tighten your tzitzis on Shabbos, making a double knot. Have in mind that you'll take it out at Matzah Shabbos. And you make it again. According to Kivayger, it helps. According to Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't help. Because you did something which could last. The fact that your intention is to take it out at night is not going to help you. That machlokes between the Rif and Rashi. Good. Good question. Ish l'chalim, but ish l'chalim. Vein l'shem, stay with us for a second. What's that?
It's not about something that in Germany makes a mistake. It has to be coherent. It has to be temporary.
Yeah, but the lumpness of what defines me as kavua, what defines me as the heart, the same thing. It's only in what type, it's not only in the amount of time. Okay. Where did Rashi know this from? That it has to be that without a without they're not going to be chayim in the raisa. That even if you have a tefach, you're not going to be chayim in the raisa. That's can be also an oil arai. Maybe it's Rashi that she tells me. Rashi learns the Gemara says behemshich viloin. If you have a curtain mutar l'taisa yomutar l'farka. You let it open it and close it. What's the reason why? Rashi says. She'ain oil elamisha osi ke'ain gag. The only time they have an oil is something which is made like a roof. That means if you want to aser something else, oil arai, it also has to be like a roof. If it's not like a roof, then it's not going to be aser. That means that even if you have it that it's porous tefach, but without that we don't even see a kilo as if it's an oil. The b'chlal don't see that it has even a shame oil b'chlal. It's only when it has a tefach, then it's ke'en gad. Then it's similar to a roof. If you don't have a ke'en gad, then it's not even in the parasha of oil b'chlal. And to answer me, the raisa, what do you mean? Without it, it wouldn't be an oil b'chlal, kilu. We wouldn't reckon it to be considered an oil. The only time we see considered an oil, if you have a tefach, we reckon something to be considered oil. Without it, it doesn't even have a shem oil. It's not ke'en gad. It's not ke'en gad, and therefore, it's to be have a shame oil, it passes only or lachol apachas. Also, in the case where it's a tefach, and if Chazal asked in the case of oil aray, it means that they're also asking in the case of a tefach. But it doesn't mean that any time that you have a tefach, they're going to be chayim d'arayis. Now, this Rashi is taka a very choshver Rashi as to what's considered when you chayv mishum oil. The medayek in this Rashi she'ain oil al misha osi kein gag. The only time that you're chayv oil is dafka when it's kein gag. And mashmois is that it's on top, as opposed to on the side. Now we should point out that Rashi in Erevin on this exact gemara says a different shot. The reason why a curtain is mutter is the lav oil hood like kvi osam elakein dark elinosim elistalik del zvalmo. You're opening and closing. It doesn't stay. It's not permanent, and therefore it's like del zvalmo. I started the Maimar Musgur. The back of the Shulchan Aruch has lists of interesting things that come up. One of the interesting lists that I have in the back of the Shulchan Aruch is how many things do we matter on Shabbos because it's like a door. Now, we've seen already a number of them. L'mashal, the halacha is, if you have a book on it, it says New York Public Library written on the side. Are you allowed to open it and close it on Shabbos? So, the Mishnah Berurah says, brings down from the Achrayinim, yeah, it's not a problem to open and close it because it's like a door. How are you allowed to open it and close the door? Every time that you close the door, it's Baina. Every time you open it, it's Seisr. Baina, Seisr, Baina, Seisr. So it's the same thing with your letters. Baina, Kaisa, Maichi, Kaisa, Maichi. No, that's what it's made for, and therefore we don't do it. There's a few other things that are like that also. The Mishnah Berurah says, Agav, just to, like two, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chatchila, if you have a different sefer, you should use a different sefer. However, L'chatchila, Mi'ikar Adin, he says, and the meaning is, to be Mekel, he says. Says Rashi over here, it's the same thing. This is like a door. How come every time you open and close the door, it's not a problem of Baina? You made a wall. You open the wall. You say to the wall. Made. Say, sir. Baina. Say, sir. No, because that's made for, therefore I don't see it, Bechlal. And that's the pashtus, why all the toys that they have don't have such certain derisas, because they're made to put together and to take apart, put together and to take apart. It's not makabe patish. That's what it's made for, and therefore we never look at it as a makabe patish. That's just to throw it under the table to get some people riled up. Either way, Rashi says making a curtain, pushing a curtain open and closing it is not a problem when you get psicho on Shabbos. It's not a problem to open the curtain and close it because it's made to do that. So therefore, since it's made to do that, I don't see as if you're going ahead and making a oil. That's not like Rashi says in our sugya. Rashi in our sugya says the reason why it's mutter is because it's not on top, it's on the side. Rashi and Kufchav Heim and Beis says the same thing. We saw in Kufchav Heim and Beis, Dafko Gag, a mechitza lav oil hu. A mechitza is not an oil, but surely the parcel is sneus. Kedamina be'erv and bovda the shmuel. If it's a mechitza, then you're allowed to make it be parcel and sneus. It's not a problem. It's only on top, the oil is only on top, it's not on the side. What does it mean that you're allowed to do it with sneus? Lachur, even not with sneus. If it's not an oil, then you're allowed to do whatever you want. Prima Gazim says, Nechanami, it's lav dafko. Lav dafko, it's sneus. A little bit of a doifik. The shaila is though, the Pnei Yeshua says Kashan Rashi in Sukkah that very good that you're not chayv mishum oil, but you should be chayv mishum baina. The Hainu, what's the answer of oil, Bechlal? It's not one of the Lamatas Malachas. For those of us that were last month, we saw the Ayin Gimel, it has a list of all the Lamatas Malachas. One of them is not oil. So what iser is oil? Says the Rambam Lehedio, and the Pnei Yeshua says the same thing. Interestingly enough, he does not quote the Rambam. The Rambam says Lehedio in Yud Gimel that oil is a tolda of Boina. Boina is the iser dara, is the av, and tolda is oil. Memela, very good that when you make a mechitza on the side, you're not chayv mishum oil, but you should be chayv mishum Boina. How come you're not chayv mishum Boina? The truth is, loyal Rashi levad klunoisov elakim gamal shari shenim. On Tesis also, Tesis is mechalik. What type of wall you're making on the side? We saw Tesis on Kufchav Heim Beis says. Tesis also in numerous other places says the same yisaid that there's a chilik of what type of wall you're making on the side. If you're making a wall which is mater, then it's aser out iser bainah. Oh yeah. But if you're not making a wall which is mater, then it's not. For example, like it says, if you have two walls of a sukkah and you make a third wall, that's the Pashas Mashmoyis of the Gemara and the Irv and Daf Mem Dal and Amar Alach is Machal between the third wall and the fourth wall. A third wall you're not allowed to make on Yontif, and a fourth wall you're allowed to make on Yontif. What's the reason why? Because the third wall is being machshir your sukkah. It's being matur to be able to use the inside of the sukkah. As opposed to the fourth wall, once you have 33 walls, you're just adding on, you're just being meisif. Never, it's not a problem. The Shaila is very good that you're not chayef mishum, it's not helping you, but why are you chayef mishum bainah? The meisif made a mechitza. What's the difference if it's matur or it's not matur? At the end of the day, you made a mechitza. You should be chayef mishum bainah. So if you look at the Pnei Yeshua, the Pnei Yeshua says that there's two chalukim between boina and oil, binyan and oil. He says binyan first of all is mashma that it's a davar which is kavua, and oil is something which is not kavua. Oil is something which is not a davar kavua. But derech it's usually used as when a person says that he has an oil, you have a tent. It's a temporary thing. It's not something which is kavua. The second chiluk he says is that boina is usually when it's attached to the ground, as oil is not attached to the ground. Binyan is something which is mechuber lekarka, and an oil is something which is sitting on top of you, which is spread out on top of you to protect you from the sun, rain, whatever it is. But in Chanami, it's not mamish mechuber lekarka. Evazeh, you could taina that mishum oil, the regoizer not to make an oil arai. But by boina, they were never geizer on binyan arai, because there's no such thing as a binyan arai. If it's arai, then it's not doim at the binyan bechlal. The whole musig of oil is also shayach by a davar which is arai, which is not permanent, because that's the whole mahus of oil. The mela, it could be that they made an oil arai, they answered as oil arai when you make an oil on top. But if you want to tell me that on the side it's not an oil, rather it's a binyan kenzain kogama that it's not a davar which is kavua, then it's not shayach at all parasha of binyan. Al derech, what we saw in Rashi. Rashi holds ain binyan bekelim. Why? It's mufka. There's no such thing as binyan bekelim. And al derech, what we saw by mefarek. For example, somebody that squeezes out. The halacha is somebody that had soaked cucumbers, and he wants to squeeze out the cucumber for the juice. If you squeeze it out for the juice, you're chayiv midaraisa according to Rabbi Yochanan. However, if you squeeze it out to get the cucumber dry, it's mutar lechatchila according to Rabbi Yochanan. Why is it mutar lechatchila? Lav derech mefarek bekach. That's not mefarek. It's mufka from the tol malacha. You're not. The whole point of mefarek is to extract something to use the juice. When you're not doing something which is demeter malacha, even though you're doing the exact same malacha, it could be mutar lechatchila. But meila, if somebody makes a fence on the side of his sukkah, but it's not doing anything, it's totally arai, then in a chanami, it's not going to be aser, even midarabanan. When is it aser midarabanan? There, Taisa says when it's matar. When it's matar, then it has a chashivas. The whole part of a binyan kavua is that it's a davar which is chashiv, and that's what the Torah asered. When you have a binyan which is arai, which is chashiv, then it has the same maila as a binyan which is kavua. And therefore, it's going to be aser the chobach midarabanan. It's not the same maila, it's not aser midaraisa. But when it matters, it gives it the chashivas. It's a davar which is choshev, because it has halachic ramifications that are created mechitza. And then we also have binyan kenzain. Kenzain will be also binyan. Oil is also a total binyan. We'll see exactly. We'll get there in a second. We'll see. Those who are sharing that hope. Now, just the last nekuda really is just to answer up the shitas Rashi from the Rishonim's kasha. Rashi seems to say that if you don't have a binyan, when you make a mechitz on the side, it's always mutter. Regardless of whether you're making a stuff or whether you're not making a stuff, it's always going to be mutter. Only on top is it considered an oil. Why? We're saying because when you make it on the side, there's no such thing as a binyan arai. Oil arai we have, but binyan arai we talk you don't have, even when you're being mutter. It's not mechum lekarka, it's mufka from the whole parsha, just like ain't binyan mekelim, it's mufka from the entire parsha. The problem is the Gemara that we just mentioned before, and all the Rishonim asked that the Gemara says lahedin erivin dafnem dalad amad aleph, that you're allowed to make a fourth wall, but you're not allowed to make a third wall. What's the difference of a sukkah? What's the difference between a fourth wall and a third wall? The third wall makes your sukkah into a kosher sukkah. Fourth wall doesn't. So we see that making mechitza when it's matur, your sukkah is aser. What's pshat? Rashi holds that making mechitza is not a problem. Says the Megina Shloimoi, but that's Rashi, and this is Megina Shloimoi is on Daf Kuf Chaf Hei Beis and Shabbos, and this is how the Karmanasamah was also, and it's Masber, that's Rashi, that Rashi, when he says that you make a third wall, it's usher, it's because then you've been mashlim the schach on top, the oil on top. The reason why it's usher is not because you made a wall. It's because now your schach on top is a kosher schach. When you have schach on top and you have two walls, you don't have a sukkah. Sukkah al shem schach, like Rashi says at the beginning of sukkah. The ikr sukkah is the schach. Your schach is not kosher, it doesn't work until you have three walls. So when you put in the third wall, the reason why we're mimichayev you is because you made a schach, not because you made an oil on top. You made a halachic oil on the top when you put in the third wall. And Memela says in the beginning of Shlomo also, any time that you're going to put in walls when your top doesn't help you. For example, a person, it's a boiling hot day, so you put down you put up a canopy on something on top of you. Now, by the time it hits 4 o'clock, the sun's already on the side, and the sun goes underneath it, so you're still boiling hot. So the only way for your canopy to properly work is when you also have on down the side. So he says, if you have just on the top, and it doesn't protect you from the sun, and you put a canopy around, you put something around the side, then in a chanami, you're going to be chayiv then, because that's mashlim, the oil that you made on top. And the truth is that it's very meduik in Rashi. Rashi by us on Kuf Lamed Chesam Aleph says that Kama Mefurish. Rashi says by Etal's Kapula that you made a canopy on top and the sheet drapes down on the two sides. And Lashon Rashi is Veroishav Miskaplin Lekan Ulekan Letzad Aretz. The sides of the sheet go down to the side. Vahavi Le Liksolim Lahogin Menachamo Tahave Oyalo. Rashi says the sheet drapes down on the sides, protects you from the sun, the Havi Oyala. What do you mean? Rashi says that on the sides is not an oil. What does that mean? The Mashmoy says that in Echnami, just on top wouldn't help you. You need to protect it on the sides, and when you need to protect it on the sides, then it's Mashlim, the oil on the top. And that's when you're Mechuyuf. That's what Mechayim do. The only Ara maybe is, he's actually Mesiachas to this a little bit, he says that Rashi says, "Dafka gag aval mechitz alav oilu v'shori leparsa letznius." You let it be parsa letznius. Letznius is mashma dafka letznius. But if it would be matter, then in that case, it would be usher. Even in a case where you have nothing on top, what would be if you have nothing on top? For example, this is a big shayla alach lamaisa. You want to make a minion somewhere in an ulam. You rented an ulam for Shabbos and you want to make a minion. So what do? They have these mechitzas that are on wheels. So you're going to put them in between the woman and the man, and you'll be able to have a minion. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? You're making a mechitza hamater. It gets into the big shayla. Why do you need a mechitza in the first place between man and woman? Is that meikar adin? Is that a din in stakless? Is that a din in different rishus? Exactly why? Machlag is a paiskim. But that's a big shiloh. You let him move this mechitza, put it on the wheels, and move it in between the man and the woman. There, you have a mechitza materis, which has no oil on top. L'chor, according to Megini Shleimai, Bedas Rashi, it's going to be mutar l'chatchila. Because the only time that it's usher is when your oil on the, when your mechitza on the side is being mashlim, the oil on the top. If it's not being mashlim, the oil on the top, then it's going to be mutar. Oh, very good, excellent. The question is, if it's not in the floor to sell a mechitza, for example, someone wants to use the bathroom. This is a halacha which is brought down from the Maharam. The Ramah brings it down that he would want to use the bathroom in his bedroom, and he had svarim in his bedroom, so he had to make a mechitza between the svarim and his bathroom. Now, that mechitza that he makes only has to be 10 tefachim high. It doesn't have to cover all the svarim. If it covers all the svarim, then it doesn't have to have a din mechitza. That's a covering. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The mechitza is just you have to have separation of 10 tefachim. It could be this high. And it's not going floor to ceiling. And nevertheless, it has the shame of a mechitza. According to Rashi, the way the Megillah Shlomo understands it, it would be mutter. L'chor, the stimus Rashi sounds not that way. Dafka letznius, it's mutter. But if it were anything else, would that be usher? What? Tznius means that no one should see what you're doing. It doesn't mean to separate between man and woman, which is halachically.
No, but I'm saying separation.
But tznius is not, because tznius is something which is not halachically mandated, it's not required. It's just something which is, you don't want somebody to see what you're doing, so therefore that's where you're putting up something that no one should see what you're doing. I'm not being mafkiya the pshat of the Megillah Shleimah, there's many achrenim learn that way, but l'chura, you can learn really with Das Rashi, mamash like Dalai Rishenim. And we have a big gilui from the Piskei Avot, and with this we will end. Rashi, you can learn, mamash learns like Dalai Rishenim. That the Inechanami, any time that you have a mechitza which is matir, it's going to be usher. And that's why he says, Daku Atznius, it's mutter to do it. But if it's not a Kita Mater, then it's Asr. And that's why Rashi says in Erevin that if you have a curtain that you're moving back and forth, the only reason why that is mutter is because it's made to open and close. But and it's not kavua. But if it would be kavua, then it would be a problem. It's on the side. Nevertheless, and Echanami, Rashi is maskim that if you have it on the side, in even where it's kavua, where you mamish, you made it kavua, then in Echanami, Ken Zayin, it would be aser. There is the possibility that it would be aser in the case where it would be matar or kadema. The only time that it's the Rashi over here, when he says mutter lin toisai, shein oil elo misha osu kein gad, that means that it has to work. It has to be that your vilon, your curtain, is working like a ceiling. The same way that your ceiling protects you from the heat, from the sun, so too the side would also have to protect you from the sun. But if you're doing it in your house, and it's not protecting you from anything, schach is osri lahogin, like the Gemara says in Sukkah, it's to protect you from the rain and the wind and ukedemeh. It has to be working like a schach, like an oil. It has to be osri ke'en gad. But if the only reason why you put it up is l'tzniyus of ba'alma, is you have a curtain in front of the Aron Kodesh, which is out the covet of the Aron Kodesh, l'tzniyus ba'alma, or because you're putting it up because you don't want anybody to see you eating, whatever reason why you're putting it up, that's not osri ke'en gad. That's not protecting you, b'chlal. B'meila, that's when it's going to be mutter. Anytime that it's protecting you and it's acting as a gag, as a mechitza, then in Echanami, Ken Zayinu, Taku would be aser. Maybe even when it's not a mechitza materis, possibly. If you look at the Lashon, just a Maramokim from a Piskei Arid. The Piskei Arid on Unzer Sugi, the Ritva in Erevin quotes this Gemara. Quotes this Piskei Arid. And he says like this. Going on Vilay. Masach Kenegara Pesach. If you have a curtain in front of a door, that no one should see, or to protect you from the sun. Mutter, the kol min atzad lav oilu. The lo yikari oil kiim milamal. It's not considered an oil. Imam says the exact same lashon that they say b'das Rashi. It's only an oil when it's lamala. When it's on the side, it's not an oil. Ukshu oisim min atzad bavor mechitza. This was Mamash the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. When you make a mechitza on the side, forget oil, it's Mechitza Mishum Boina. Says Zokter in Echanami. You only have an oil on top, says the Tosfos Rid, says the Piskei Rid. Oil is only on the top. You make a mechitza on the side, it's a mechitza that makes the sukkah, that makes the shuzi yachin, you're going to be chayv midarabana, Mishum Boina. You're right. And Kemzer Rashi Takamas into that, answer the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. However, it's protecting from the sun. No, an oil is only milamala. It's not going out on the side. Kenzan Rashi learns that it's shaykh to have even an oil on the side when it's working ke'en gag. When it's working like an oil, Kenzan, that it has the same din as a oil. The Mela Kenzan, you can learn Bedas Rashi. Really, we have what we're coming out is really two pshatim Bedas Rashi. Just to be misakim what we have at the end of the day. We saw lechatchila putting it on top of Mishum Meres is a machlekes Rishonim what the Isser is. According to Rashi, the Rambam is the Chol. According to the Ramban, it's Mishum Oil. Rashi learned this over the Chol, and mainly learned that the Hemshech of the Gemara also, when we mention making a chair, it doesn't have to be Aser Al Oil. It's Aser Al Shem Yitoka. When it comes to, but it's not Aser Al Oil. Why is it not Aser Al Oil? Because you don't need what's underneath it. That's a good svara for a mita also. You don't need what's underneath it. Kisei traskel and aslo. It seems that Rashi had to come up to a different svara. There you do need what's underneath it. You're using it as a place for a bathroom. Memela Rashi says something else. It's oved b'koi. It's already existing. Since it's already existing, therefore you're not making anything. That's why you're allowed to add on to an oil. That's why if you have karach lechutu mashiach, it's not a problem. We never see you making an oil lechatchila. All these cases, you're never making an oil lechatchila. Now those that learn that karach lechutu mashiach doesn't work, it only works in conjunction with something else. If you have a tefach or ukedem, like the riff holds that once you have a tefach b'chlal, you have a iser the rice of oil. Because that's considered kviyas. Rashi learns it's not considered kviyas. Rashi learns it has to be ke'in gag. The only time that you have an oil is that when it's ke'in gag. It protects you. That's when it's considered an oil. But if it's just it's the use of ba'alma on the side, then it's not going to be an oil. Now, what's going to be b'das Rashi when you have a mechitza materes? For example, you're making a third wall of the sukkah. There we have two pshatim b'das Rashi. Either we could say, like the Megina Shleimer learns, like the Karmen Asana learns, that when you made the third wall, then you're being mashed in the oil on top. You're being mashed your oil to make a sukkah on top. So you're being chayiv off the oil. Now it's the binyan on the side. It's being mechayiv, it's being mashed in the sukkah on top. With the second pshat we're saying is I'll pay the piskei rid. The piskei rid says mamash like Rashi. Oil is only on top, but he says lahendia, even though oil is only on top. When you make a mechitza on the side, you mechayev mishumbayna. That was the pshat of kasha. Ken then Rashi is also masim. Then it's maduik and Rashi kufkavei. The only time that you're not going to be chayev is dafka when it's litznius ba'alma, because that we don't look at it as if you're making anything. Ain binin bekelim. You're not making anything. There's no chashivas to that bechlal. Bemeila. But when you're making mechitza materes and a chanami midarabon, it has a chashivas, like we said with Asnesis. Meanwhile, it's going to be aser. Me the Rabbanan.